Hi, everybody, and welcome to day 13 of 40 Days in the Word devotionals. Today, we're going to look at Luke chapter 11. Grab your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 11, verse 28. I've asked my dear friend Bob Coy, who's the founding pastor at Calvary Chapel of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to share with us today. Bob's a great, great friend, a great Bible teacher, and author of Dreamality. You want to get that book. Let's join Bob as we study Luke 11.
Hi, I'm Bob Coy from Calvary Chapel, Fort Lauderdale. I'm so glad you're here for this devotional Bible study. I'll start by asking, right now, tune in, do you hear something? Carefully listen. What do you hear? Bob, I hear your voice. Yeah, of course. That's the whole idea. Because I'm speaking, you're listening, it's that connection of conversational communication. I would hope you hear my voice, but there are times when hoping to hear, there'll be some distraction, some diversion. Sometimes it's the sound of a crying baby, sometimes it's a dog barking, sometimes it's an alarm sounding, sometimes it's a police siren. It takes your mind off of what you should hear. And now you're tuning in to something else. So are there any distractions, any diversions? Right now, I hope you're tuned in. Why? I've got something I just have to say. But Bob, it's just you. I know, and that's the point. It is just me. But what if, just what if? What if it wasn't Bob? What if it was God? What if the author of the universe, what if the creator of all mankind actually wanted to say something to you? Wouldn't you pay attention? Yeah, man, I would really love to hear God speak to me. Listen, in this book, the Bible, 800,000 words in sentence structure. Yeah, but sometimes it seems to me that I read them and I have the same experience. So we rely upon, listen, the Spirit of God with the Word of God. Yeah, the Word of God is what He has to say, and the Spirit of God can illuminate a specific text so that you can know that you know that you know that you know, man, God's saying something to you. Here's the way we read it today. Luke 11 and 28, Jesus is speaking. More than that, blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it. Listen again. Jesus says, you're going to be blessed if you hear the Word of God and then you keep it. Another translation says, if you hear it and obey it. Now, sometimes that's the problem. In fact, on this 40-day journey, there had been a lot you've read. You've heard the voice of the Lord speak to you. The Spirit of God has said, that's for you. But when it comes to obeying, oh man, it's just so hard to. Is it really? Think it through. If you don't stop that baby from crying, you know, meet its need, there could be a consequence. If you don't respond to that dog barking, it could bite. Consequence. God knows what's best and smart and right. You know in your humanity only what is okay, sadly dumb and wrong. There's a comparison in taking your course, a contrast in taking His course, and He would that you live life with a lot less regret. Less regret. God knows. And because He knows, He says, if you will hear my voice and you will obey it, your life, your journey, far better, far greater, far wiser. But Bob, no. I will say, if you don't, it can get a lot worse. In the preceding verses, go back, it's Luke 11, this time in 24, we read, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man and goes through dry places seeking rest and finding none, he says, I'll return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Now, first time I ever read that, creepy. Woo, woo, woo. What am I going to do? You mean to tell me I could get worse? Listen, the whole idea is that you get into the Word. By going to and growing through this book, you're now occupied. His word dwells in you. It's kind of like a vacant house. You buy it and you choose not to move in. If you choose not to move in, it's an invitation to vandalism, man, all kinds of mayhem. Why? There's nobody in the house, and vacant homes are broken into all the time. Sadly, my experience, somebody will come to Christ, they receive the word with joy, they begin on their journey, and they don't go to the word, they don't grow from the word. And what happens? It gets worse. They open their heart, but they didn't actually obey. Important to obey? It's inviting Jesus in. It's having him dwell with you, him dwell in you. And now, when the enemy comes back with the seven spirits more wicked than the first, you let Jesus answer the door. You let him come to the door and go, hey, it's me, Jesus. I'm answering for Bob. You want to actually mess with my boy? You want to spend time with my son? Ain't going to happen. And the enemy is kept at bay by the word of God dwelling in you. Now, time and time and time again, Scripture says, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. You're the church. God is speaking to you. And every day in another way, he wants to illuminate this word and give you a new truth to embrace, a new principle to agree with. And when you do that, it gets better and better and better and better. This is why Jesus declared, the thief, the enemy, Satan, he only came to kill, destroy, and steal, but I have come to give you life, life to the full. I love the idea of a 40-day journey in the Word of God. Why? You're going to get to enjoy and celebrate the abundant life. It's what Jesus had in mind. But to get there, man, oh man, make your heart wide open. Allow him to speak to you and then be prepared to obey. For with every commandment, there is an enablement. The Spirit will see that in you, you are able to do everything he's invited you to do, and now you're living that life. Now you're that example in the church. Now other people go, man, did you see them? They so changed. Man, they're not like they were last year. Every year it gets better and better and better. And you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And now your life looks like the real deal. You're a believer. Somebody who knows the word, somebody who celebrates the word, and somebody who expresses the word. And that's what we pray for. It's what the journey is all about. God bless you as you endeavor to obey. Tune in and listen. Don't easily be distracted, and see the fruit abound. Amen.